This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that powered by the blessings and collective participation of 140 crore Indians, the country has witnessed rapid transformations across diverse sectors in the last 11 years. In a social media post, he said that guided by the principle of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas, the NDA government has delivered path-breaking changes with speed, scale and sensitivity. Mr. Modi added that from economic growth to social upliftment, the focus has been on people-centric, inclusive and all-round progress. The Prime Minister also invited people to explore India's Vikas Yatra through a variety of engaging formats such as videos, infographics and articles available on the Namo app. Union Minister BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government has changed the political culture of the country by bringing politics of performance and giving responsible and responsive government. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi on the completion of 11 years of the Modi government, Mr. Nadda said this government has set a new normal by changing the political landscape of the country. Mr. Nadda termed the NDA government at the center as an effective government which takes bold decisions.
When I talk about political culture, I talk about the shift from negativism to positivism. Aaj Bharat ka aam nagrik kehta hai, Modi hai to mumkin hai. Aur isiliye hum ye bhi keh sakte hain ki optimism mein vikas, avishkar aur navachar, ye teenon cheeze judi hain. Aaj hum development bhi kar rahe hain aur uske saath saath hum best practices bhi la rahe hain.
In Chhattisgarh, an additional superintendent of police was martyred in an IED blast triggered by Maoist. The incident took place in Sukma district this morning when a team of police personnel was on patrolling in view of a bunt called Tomorrow by Naxalites. A pressure-improvised explosive device planted by Naxalites exploded near Dondra village on Konta Erabor Road. ASP Konta Akash Rao Giripunje was killed and some other police personnel were injured in the incident. The Indian government has clarified that reports claiming a ban on Indian citizens travelling to Saudi Arabia are incorrect. According to government sources, the Saudi government has not issued any notification on the matter. It was further clarified that as a matter of practice during the Hajj season, there are temporary restrictions on short-term visas to avoid overcrowding. These restrictions will be lifted after the conclusion of Hajj. Indian astronaut and group captain of the Indian Air Force, Subhansu Shukla, is all set for his first journey to space aboard SpaceX's Ahyom 4 mission tomorrow evening for a 2-week stay on the International Space Station. The flight from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida, the United States, will begin the journey at 5:52 p.m. Indian Standard Time tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tribute to great hero of the freedom struggle, Bhagwan Birsa Munda, on the occasion of Martyrdom Day. Today is the 125th death anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda, the revered Dharti Aba, who led a fierce resistance against the exploitative colonial system and fought for the rights and dignity of tribal communities. Birsa Munda was born on 15 November in the year 1875 in Ulihattu in Jharkhand. His life and struggle are commemorated annually on November 15, his birth anniversary celebrated as Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. On the last 11 years, India focuses on Nari Shakti, Mission Portion 2.0, Janani Shishu Suraksha Karyakram, Janani Suraksha Yojana and Nari Shakti Vandan Adiniyam to empower women with a principle of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. The government's flagship nutrition program Mission Portion 2.0 focuses on children, adolescent girls and mothers. At the heart of this movement lies Portion Abhiyan, launched in 2018. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.